Blog Talk Radio.
Here's another one. And another one. From Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
It's Lady Night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tonight. Keep the rhymes right, yo. I just break this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some Coda Rody with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kick. I'm dismissed. All you chicks fit six from the fourth, fifth. Make it dance. They focus in the dope, like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and toast. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off, keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack, you jack. Sit there, send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the buck to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap, made with the QB. And I got all my sisters with me.
Back in the house.
What
it do? The ladies of 702. Of course, it's T.T. Champagne. We got...
You know it's Miss Bree over here.
Also.
Star right here.
All right. Tonight's topic, we're just going to jump right into this, is relationships. We got some questions. We'll get some Q&A going on and see what happens. So, first question we have for tonight, can you be in a relationship with a pimp?
Or
a stripper.
Tell us how you feel. We are coming from Sin City, Las Vegas, you know, and that's a lot of that going on. So, you know, that's something inquiring minds would like to know. Can you be in a relationship with a pimp or a stripper? Hit us up at the phone line, 347-884-8810. We'd love to hear from you. Hit us up on the chat line as well. Like I said, just hit us back. Topic of the night is relationships. Tune in, we're going
to jump right into another song. Then we're going to come back and we're going to get everybody's opinion that's here on that same topic. All right, holla. John B, they don't know, in case you don't know. Most people do know this song. But jumping back into our topic for tonight, relationships. Could you be in a relationship with a pimp or a stripper? Me personally, this is T.T. Champagne. I could. I mean, as long as I'm the main one, you know what I'm saying? Number two is no good. No bueno. Nah, I don't like that. So that's the only way I could be in a relationship with a pimp, is I was number one. And no matter what, I knew I was going to get taken care of.
Right.
That's my opinion on that. What about you, Bree?
You know what? Well, that's a touchy situation, but I probably think I could be in a relationship with a pimp. You know, I can't be down with the get down, though. You know, I don't know. I guess but you know, I don't know, because it kind of sounds like hypocritical.
Right.
You know, you're going to be down with the get, you know, but you'll get down with the, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, but if he was a stripper, ooh, see, it's different if the woman is the stripper. But see, I think, you know what I'm saying, not the personal to all the male strippers out there, big up to y'all, because, you know, ooh, y'all be looking real nice and good, but ooh, I'll be a little bit nervous on dating a stripper.
Right.
I'd rather get in with that P.I. before I do that one. But that's just me personally. I don't know. What you think, Stars?
Hey, this is Star coming at you. Let me get on the stripper, because I can't do no pimp, though. But
You don't do
males
anyway.
Yeah. Plus, I don't do males. But wait. But take it back. They got the strippers. And, yeah, I was talking to a rude one that did solo. But let me get off of that hurt. But strippers, it depends. Because we do a lot of shit that that would make me jealous if I dated a stripper. Shit she would do. No, I can't date nobody like that. But more power to you if you can.
Right.
Okay.
I'll feel you. I'm telling though.
That's pretty much sums it up on our end. So, tell us what you think. Other than that, it's going to be beautiful.
Butterfly line 347-884-8810. Hit us up on our chat as well. Let us know what you think. Relationships is a topic. Can you be in a relationship with a pimp or a stripper? Let me know.
All right. There it is. So we're going to go to another cut this time. We're going to play a little Jodeci, Come and Talk to Me. Let's go.
I really wanna know your name. man. I'm not a cock man, but I'll be your coat man. Fire in the split and get comfy. Close the door, dim the lights, press the play and then pump me. All of me laughed, I was a booming system. You talk about your man, how you used to make pretend. Notice how I said you used to. Now I feel that cap, but I'm about to get used to. Cause with me, there's no pressure, no strain. I just wanna be a man.
Pleasure P, and I'm addicted to sex. I mean, I got a confession to make, and I'm really seeking your help. You know what I'm saying? See, I got this girl, and every time we do it, it's incredible. I mean, it's amazing. I just can't stop. I mean, how can I say it? I'm just addicted.
I don't know what to do, cause sex is always on my mind. Me and this girl, we've been dealing for a while, and I can't get enough of her. When she start rubbing my body, make me wanna do something real naughty. Cause she like to get on top, and when she get on top, she like to stay on top and make her body just drop. Oh, 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 oh. Sexy while we're sexing, that's why I wanna love. Girl, I wanna lick all over your body, baby. Girl, you make my tongue go la 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 la. Out the blue, and I can't stop thinking about her. And what we used to sell, strawberries and whipped cream. And oh, I'm just a fiend, addicted to your love. I can't get enough.
She stop rubbing my body, make me wanna do something real now.
Cause she like to get on top, and when she get on top, she like to stay on top and make her body just drop. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, we're back in the building, of course, you see. Of course, getting responses on the question that we asked, can you be in a relationship with a pimp or a stripper?
That's a controversial topic. how open is an open relationship? How open is an open? What would you say open is? You could date a pimp or a stripper. You would have to have an open. You have to be pretty open, but how open is an open relationship? What is that?
There's many, many different ways to kind of, break this down or pretty much say everybody got their own opinion on what their open relationship is. Some people can be open enough to where they go out and both of them go see other people when they want to, or, that's an open relationship. But sometimes an open relationship is one-sided. Maybe the guy don't want you to be, going out doing your thing, but he want to be open enough to go do his thing, Some people think like that. So it just depends on the person and their aspect of what an open relationship is. $1 million question may be, can you handle an open relationship?
Right.
Not a lot of people can do that. That's a good question. So if you have any questions you want to shoot out or answer as far as what you think an open relationship is, give us a call. Hit us up, 347-884-8810.
Yeah, how open is that? I don't know if I can. You think you can handle an open relationship, sir?
really don't care. You know, do your thing, I do mine. You just make sure everything gets taken care of at home. And once that don't happen, then we're going to have some problems. So, different relationships, different definitions. You know, we're going to check out and see what the actual definition of relationship is. We're going to know what the white people think it is, because that's who wrote the book that we're going to look up the answer to. So, and what we have found out is, brief.
Relationship. The way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected. The state of being connected by blood or marriage. Relationships. Now, that's what they gave us from the dictionary.
Oh,
the state of being connected by blood or marriage.
Well, I guess I ain't in a relationship.
There goes my shirt up over my head. Oh my, oh my. There goes.
right now. So we back talking about relationships. This is Miss Bree, of course. And I want to hear from you guys. Let us know what you think. Hit us up on the phone lines 347-884-8810. We'd love to hear from you. Let me hear what you think about relationship. What were we talking about? We asked if what you could be in a relationship with a pimp or a stripper.
Right now we're on, could you be in an open relationship?
An open relationship. Yes. How open is an open relationship? We do have a caller. Let's see what's up with this caller.
All right, we got a caller from the 661 area code.
Sound like Lancaster, LA. What's up, Cali?
All right, so.
Hello.
All right, what's up?
Hello, what's up, caller?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
This is Cool Kid. And I got Big Baby.
What?
And I got Dizzy Dolly in his house.
What's happening out there, y'all? You got me a lead cracker? We doing fine out here. We just chilling.
I hear that. So let me hear what you got. What you think? How open is an open relationship?
How open is an open relationship?
Too open.
Hey, I'm 60 years old. I don't know what it is about an open relationship. I got a closed one. I keep a closed one, so I don't know nothing about open. Might be closed.
Oh, you need to know how to close
them, huh? Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm 55 years old, and I can tell you the best way to keep a relationship is by keeping your legs open. And I'm looking for why mine is open.
So could you be with a pimp or a stripper?
Would you be with a pimp or a stripper?
Could you be with a stripper as a boyfriend?
No, I couldn't be with no stripper, no boyfriend, honey, because they too loose and limber. I want something that's a little bit firm, straight, and solid, and strong. Because, baby, honey, if he can pick up these thighs, he got to be real big and strong.
Man, I feel the same thing. And we hear this is wisdom talking to you. This is coming straight from wisdom. She says she wants something. So are you looking? Are you looking for a relationship? Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm looking for a relationship. And a type of relationship that I'm looking for is a strong man. Love kids. Retire, got plenty of money, and very easy to get along with.
Right, everybody needs that right there.
That easy to get along with, for real.
That could be hard.
It's hard to find no kids nowadays, but everybody got kids. Man.
Yes, everybody got kids. Okay?
Everybody.
I know that. But it used to be a man to be very, very patient.
So you think it could be, you know, where the man don't have no kids and the woman have the kids? Do you think it's harder for women who have kids to get a relationship with a man?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't hear you, man. You got to turn your radio. Turn your speakerphone off.
I can't have no more children, honey. My system don't shut down. But it just where I'm raising my grandkids.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody needs.
Yeah.
Man, but yeah, thank you again for calling in and giving us your point of view of it.
Man, single men out here, here's a good stand-up poster one. Where are you calling from, caller?
Lancaster, California.
From Lancaster. We have Miss, what's your name? What can we call you?
Dizzy
Dane. Dizzy
Dane. Huh?
Dizzy D. Lancaster
is still where it's at.
All right,
thanks again for calling.
Thanks, caller.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good, Lord. All right, y'all. There y'all go. Y'all had it. She's looking for a straight stand-up guy. You know what I'm saying? Straight, straight. You don't want none of that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You don't want to do that. So, moving on to other things and other business. Right now, what would you say your limits are in a relationship? Like, how far would you let something go in a relationship before you go, you know what, all right, that's enough, that's it, I'm had it. You know what I'm saying? Give us a call, tell us your point of view on that, and we'll be right back after we hit this next song. This is Rick Ross, touching you.
Rosé, that's the problem with these rap niggas. They don't know how to play it cool, you know? There's a time and place for everything.
Been thinking about you all day.
Right now, it's about that time.
Look how you turn
like when you talk to
him.
I mean, you're saying something. Seeing is believing. Earth, your baby.
Turn the lights on.
She kissing on me, biting on my bottom lip. In the galleria, all I get is buy me this. Conversations on the phone until the break of dawn. Combination to a home, I gotta make a moan. Mean hustle got me chasing all this fast money. Balenciaga sneakers, now she touching cash money. So sexy in the mall, black Giuseppe heels. 50 sacks in a bag, so she know it's real. Top off the Ferrari, now we thugged out. Smoking on that Cali, bumping Tupac. It's me against the world, now what's your phone number? Jumping in that Range Rover and I'm coming over.
Been thinking about you all day. Still can't get my mind off your body. I'm daydreaming about. Look how you turn me on, baby. Nobody compares to your body. Every time you let me touch. And every time you let me. Nobody.
I think I wanna put a ring on it. I think I wanna tell her name on me. I had a lot of sexy women, but this is not the same for me. Bounce, loving how she always make it bounce. Rose petals on the bed, I walk in unannounced. I love it when she speak a different language. I touch her in so many different angles. Born stunner, and my baby so stunning. Niggas want her, but she find them so funny. I'm getting money, living like the most wanted. She all I ever needed. Now Usher sing it.
Been thinking about you.
Champagne for my dime piece. In the sheets, you know I flip her like a nine piece. In the streets, you know I'm eating like a lion feast. Lick a nipple, trying to tickle all the finer things. Keys to the crib, keep it trill, time to handle biz. Big dreamer, new beamer, just the realest nigga. Cover of the sauce, owner of the Porsche. Killing all haters, showing no remorse. Knocking at the door, she recognize the voice. I'm not the mother boy, she know I shine the most. She modeling a lot, I know she on the go. Another bottle of Ciroc, baby, let's have a toast.
Been thinking about
time
you let me. Nobody comes to you.
like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another. Yeah.
Until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed. But I got high.
La,
da, da, I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high. La, da, da, da,
now
da,
I'm
da,
selling.
And I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La la da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da da. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La la da da.
Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah,
cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La la da. Pay my car note until I got high.
Say what? Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. La, da, now the tow truck's pulling away, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La, da, 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 da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your.
Now I'm high, and I know why.
Yeah, because I got high.
Hey, come on.
Because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
Because I got high.
Come on, man. Don't,
go,
come on. Come on.
Go,
man.
Go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
President,
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back,
and if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high, cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man? La da da da. He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee bop. Oh, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Yeah, y'all, we back, we back. Doing a little bit better than last week. We're doing our thing here. Of course, we're talking about relationships today. A couple questions that we've asked so far is, can you be in a relationship with a pimp or a stripper? How open is an open relationship? And pretty much, what is all that? You know, what is your opinion of what that means to you? Could you do it? Could you not do it? Be in an open relationship, but you're not. What's your definition of it? you know, we want to hear from y'all, see what y'all think. Now, we do got another caller on the line. It's from the 702 area code. We're going to bring him in now and see what's cracking. What's up, what's up, what's up, caller? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right, all right. Who we got on the line?
Ricky.
Hey. So what do you think, Ricky? Well, how do you feel about open relationships?
Okay, I could be with the stripper, but I couldn't be with the pimp. Open relationship, I don't like to share my man. And, no, I don't believe in an open relationship. No.
Okay.
And what was the other question?
You know, what are your limits in a relationship? You know, how far could you go in a relationship?
How far could I go in a relationship? Like, what do you mean?
Like as far as, like, how much would you take in a relationship before you go, you know what, that's it, I'm done?
That's a tough question. I guess it depends on the person, and it depends on, like, the situation. But I think that everybody deserves at least a second chance. If they do it a third time, then it's like, okay. And then you might need to kick them to the curb. But my situation, that's what I think it should be. But, you know, it's easier said than done when you're in love with someone.
That's true.
Yeah, if you're in love with somebody, then it's different, you know. If someone's putting their hands on you, I think if you're putting your hands on that person first, then, you know, it's just as bad. But if he's putting his hands on you first for no reason, then, you know, I would cut it off at that point.
Good girl.
Yeah.
I can hear them by the
answer. Oh, that's a phenomenal woman, huh?
Right.
Don't you ever do that again.
Yeah, don't you ever touch me.
So how would you define a relationship in your eyes? What do you think a relationship is?
A relationship to me is when you are with someone and you just love being with them, you love their company, they make you smile all the time, everything's just good with that person. You have no worries with that person.
Girl, I want to live where you live.
Good.
I'm single, by the way. I'm looking for that, too.
Well, that's what's up. You know, thanks, Ricky, for calling in. And letting us know your perspective on relationships. I can dig all your answers. We got somebody else hitting up the phone line. We're going to check them out and see what's going on.
Okay. Well, I love you guys.
Bye.
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 All right, so we're going to just move right into this next caller. We ain't going to make him wait too much longer. Also coming out of the 702-675 number, we have another caller in. Hello, caller, you there?
What's up, boo?
What
it do? What it do, boo?
What it do, boo? Who's this?
What it do, boo? Let it shall be, you know, I know who this is.
Right.
Representing 702.
Right.
Right. Yeah, but we're all taking care of the business right now. I'll be over there in a little while, though.
I guess you see, if I can't be there, I'll be there in spirit. I'm going to call them and let them know. I still got that.
Yeah, I got to call and represent, you know.
Like,
that's
you know, I'm going to start looking for you with a flashlight.
So you already know what it is, since you just got
show, Fresh Relationship. We're talking about relationships right now. So our questions are, could you be in a relationship with a pimp or a stripper?
You said who?
Could you be in a relationship with either a pimp or a stripper? Could you do it?
You could be in a relationship with both.
She said, I don't discriminate shit.
Man, that's right.
All right.
Girl, what would you say your limits are in a relationship? How far is enough? You know, when is it enough is enough?
When you say you tired, shit.
Yeah,
when you get tired, be tired. Man, simple as that, huh?
Oh, man.
So, now, I know she says she's cool with the trip relationship, but, could you handle, I know you pretty much said, I'm not even going to answer this one right here. That's like crazy. One night stand. What do you think about them? Looks like we lost our co-host, and I'm sitting here asking a question to the audience, obviously. But you heard it. There's the question. One night stand. What do you think about it? What do you think? All right, we're going to cut into this one song, and then we're going to come right back. Where are my girls? Where are my girls at? Right here.
Yeah, you get free.
You got free champagne.
Hey, Star.
And Miss
Breezy, baby.
I was up in the house. I was in the house. We just chilling, like we said. Question of the day, relationships.
Yeah.
How open is an open relationship? Can you be in a relationship with a pimp or a stripper? When did you say enough is enough and just,
I'm done.
Pineapples, no, I don't want it no more.
Man, this
you know,
is the
time
it must be. The phone line is blowing.
Oh, my God. Well, here we go. We got another caller up in the house from the 702-475 number. We're going to bring a caller in right now. Who are we talking to?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, ladies? Hello,
yo,
can you hear me?
Batman.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing?
Go out.
How y'all doing tonight? Y'all doing okay?
Oh yeah, we doing great.
How you doing over there? I'm doing fine. I'm recuperating this evening and everything like that. I had a long night last night. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that was at the Soul Train Awards and everything. You know, Keisha Cole, Gerald LaVert. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Tony Rock was in the building. Cedric the Entertainer. I mean, there was so many people. But, you know, so, I mean, I kind of talked with a little bit of everybody. We wound up being at the after party with Public Enemy and everything, Flavor Flav and Chuck D. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of recuperating right now, trying to get my rest. All this shit been caught up on me and shit. Where I had to get my sleep today and everything. But how's the ladies of the 702? How's everything going tonight?
We're doing good.
Hey,
no, we keeping it cracking.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad. What's the question? What's the topic for tonight?
We've had a couple questions going on, but the main topic is relationships.
Okay.
We've been asking different questions to different people, getting different answers. We'll ask you a question.
Okay.
About relationships. Right. Question is, could you handle a three-way relationship?
Could I handle a three-way relationship? You know who you're talking to, don't you?
Right, I definitely do.
And everything. It depends. I mean, a three-way relationship. I mean, is everybody staying in the house? Am I seeing this person on Tuesday and that person on Wednesday? Or, you know what I mean? It depends on how you put it together. A lot of people.
Let's just say
if we all living together. Okay, then. Well, I've been there, done that. It's basically kind of like, you know, you got to make sure you communicate. Communication is the key to any relationship, no matter if it's an open relationship, a threesome, a foursome, whatever. Long as you're communicating and you're talking to one another, because people can't be a mind reader. They can't tell what you're thinking. They can't tell how you're feeling. They can't tell, you know, what's on your mind. You can only read body language, unless you're the type of motherfucker that can read body language and shit like that. Things can be, you know, it can work, but then again, you're dealing with women, you know, in a man's situation. In my situation, I'm dealing with women. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to be in tune with a woman's heart. You have to be in tune with a woman's mind. You have to be in tune with a woman's mental state about it. They may go for it and it may be down for the first couple of months, but somebody's going to want more of your time. And even if it's a woman and she's dealing with two men, you know what I'm saying? It's a two-way street. It just don't necessarily go for men. If it's a woman dealing with two men, they're going to want, one man is going to want more of your time than the other. You know what I'm saying? And if the other one can't handle that, then it's gonna cause a problem. So depending on the people, depending on who you're dealing with, and a lot of these relationships is kind of on the person, on who you're dealing with. Everybody can't deal with everything. Everybody, that goes for men and women, everybody can't deal with honesty. You know what I mean? So I hope I answered your question.
I may have took the
long route to do it and everything. I know I'm long winded.
Yeah,
I know not to ask
around you because
I'll
bring you back. Yeah.
You know, so
how much is too much honesty? Do you think it's better to keep it to have total honesty in a relationship, or you know, do you think you rather be lied to?
Okay. Well, you say, you know, too much honesty or total, you know, that's if that's the case, then that falls in the realm of telling a white lie. You know what I'm saying? You won't. I kind of feel if a man has built his relationship with a woman on honesty and trust, the first time I lie to you and figure I'm saving your feelings is going to be the day that you lose respect for me. People got to understand it's a respect factor. No matter
right.
It's a respect factor for a woman off Jump Street. A lot of women figure a lot of men get into this shit and all we searching for is for pussy and ass and this, that, and the other and everything. But a lot of men do go into this shit with a respect factor for the woman. It's on how the woman plays herself and everything in that process. You know what I'm saying? But if a woman can take that honesty and can take it and run with it, or can take it like you take any other thing with a grain of salt, then you're good. But honesty is always the best policy, if you ask me. I don't think there's no thing of being, I say it a lot. I say, damn, sometimes I'm too honest. It gets me in trouble. Well, I've never seen anybody be a little honest. You know what I'm saying, and everything. That's like I lie. You know, that's like a motherfucker saying I lie a little bit. You know, I don't lie a lot, but I lie a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just lie.
You're not gonna, yeah. You know, you're not gonna trust that. You're not gonna trust that man. You're not gonna trust that man nor that woman if you lie a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, no, it's best to be in 2013. Yeah, new shit, new things. Yeah, it's best to be honest. It's best to be honest because you never know what that woman might be thinking after you be honest with her. You never know what she may be open to do after you be honest with her. So.
Most definitely. I like that. Honesty is the best policy. I like that one.
Yeah, because you lose respect for a person when they go around the block about shit. You know what I'm saying? You always try, you know, you're trying to link up with the, you know, or this factor, you know, I want to get to know you. And you go, okay, then, well, let's link up and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? A perfect example. I had a motherfucker call me, hit me up. Yeah, I want you to come through. Okay, then, cool. I'll come through around after 3 p.m. Nah, you can't come over after 3 p.m. Oh, okay, I understand. You got children and this, that, and the other. Well, no, my children going to be gone for the rest of the day. Okay, then you got a nigga that you fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Well, no, not that. It's just that. So I just told her, okay, then, baby, no problem. It's cool. Don't trip. I'll catch you next time. Get another text message. Mm-hmm. What you doing? I'm chilling. I'm laying in the bed. Oh, I just thought you might have been in my neighborhood. You know, I'm explaining to you what's going on in these text messages and everything. You know, it's like, oh, what you doing? Okay, now this is after the bitch done told me that, no, I can't come over at 3 o'clock. Now the bitch didn't hit me back, and it's like, what you doing? Nothing, I'm laying down and everything. Oh, she sent back another text. Oh, I thought you were in my area. And I'm like, no, I'm not in your area. I can be in your area. Oh, okay, because I was going to tell you to stop by. Okay, then. Now my question is, you just had already told me earlier today that you got shit and this, that, and the other, and the contractor coming over like I'm a fucking fool and this, that, and the other. But, okay, then I'm going to play this game with you and shit like that. Then she hits me and goes, well, you can come by. I said, okay, then, well, I'm going to get dropped off. Now I'm going to run my shit on her. I'm going to get dropped off. How long can I come by for? You know this bitch sent me a text talking about 20 minutes? Bitch, do you know what the fuck I'm saying? How the fuck you gonna ask the motherfucker to come over for 20 minutes?
Come over for 20 minutes.
Right.
Not 20
minutes. I don't understand that. She's a North End chick. And everything. She's a North End chick. I hope her ass is listening. And that way she know who the fuck I'm talking about. And shit, you fuck your ass. How the fuck you? I want to get to know you. And this and the other and everything. How the fuck you gonna get to know somebody? And I can't even come over.
Like grown man, like that.
Oh my god. I'm sorry. Say what?
Is there anything else you want to say before you cut into this next song? No, I'm gonna get off the phone because y'all got me started and this, that, and the other.
Now y'all do the damn thing.
Y'all do the damn thing and y'all know Fat Man love y'all, and y'all do the damn thing and I will talk to y'all soon.
All right.
All right, then.
We holler at y'all. 100.
Yeah. That was Fat Man calling in. Supporting. I want to play this next song to show support to all my black brothers that do try to keep it 100 and they get stuff like that. Every woman ain't like that.
No, every woman's not like that.
So here we go. Back into the song, Anthony Stone, brother.
He is my king. He is my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes. He's my son, so I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. My support system, I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you, and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too, cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too. He's misunderstood, yeah. Some say that he's up to no good around the neighborhood. Both your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it, you got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother, you're down for whatever, chilling on the corner brother, your talented brother, and to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you, but my black brother.
I'm here for you,
I'm here for you,
cause you're my life.
You can do it, Brad. All right, y'all. Yo, we back. There's a little bit of technical difficulty there. Totally not our fault.
Computers.
Everybody know how computers is? No need to explain. All right, so the topic of the day we were talking about was relationships. We have male's point of view of how he feels on a three-way relationship with a fat man. Had a couple of other callers call in, you know, give their opinions on open relationships or whether they would date pimps or strippers. It ultimately is up to the individual person what type of stuff they'll put up with, deal with, what they really want to allow. And once you get out to the bottom line of it, it's your choice at the end of the night. It's only your choice.
Right.
So it is what it is.
So I found out today, though, that relationships means you connected and bonded by blood or marriage. So if you put a ring on it, you ain't in no relationship. I don't know what you want to call it. I don't know, but it sure ain't a relationship according to
the wife of the book.
Yeah, and we black, so
we don't know who to believe.
I'm confused. What's
the man up there?
Shit, he said he better put a ring on
him. He said don't even ring on each other until after y'all get married or y'all going to hell. That's just what it is. So
we ain't even gonna touch
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a whole nother
can of whoop ass.
Ooh. I don't
know
what
y'all
ask
on that.
Right. I ain't trying to believe it. So, but anyway, relationships. How do you end a relationship? How do you, you know, once you've figured out in your mind, you know, I've had enough of this person, I need to get away. But it's hard. How do you end a relationship?
How do you think it's hard? Like, when you've been in there for so long, but it's just some fresh shit. I end this shit right now. I don't want to be with you. I don't like you. I know damn well you don't like me.
Okay.
So let's go. And if you want to end a relationship, when somebody said, not in a relationship on Facebook, then you want to call the person back and say,
oh, I was just playing.
What am I going to make of you in my mind? Either we together or we not. If ain't nobody got time for games or nothing like that. So if you really want to be over with that person, really be over. Don't go back.
Then get to the end.
When you want to end that relationship. So, yeah, I would just say, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. But I've been in a long-term relationship, too. And it was hard as hell to be like, you know what, I'm cool. But then I mustered up that courage. I was like, you know what, I'm cool. I don't want to fuck with you. You don't want to fuck with me. Let's go our separate ways. We can be better as friends. Man, in that order. Because, shit, the ultimate thing for me is happiness, like for real. Even if it's relationship leadership, gotta be
A1.
You should be happy.
Come home, happy to see that.
And if I ain't happy to come home, and what that girl Mo say on her song, or one of them, somebody was like, shoot, I ain't gotta smell your fancy feet, fix your plate. I ain't gotta do none of that. I'm good.
Shit, I feel like that too. I don't got to do none of that.
If I'm gonna be in something, I want to be in something worth being in.
Right.
Or else I can't be in nothing at all. So that's how it is. Yeah, for real. I do want something though. I think I'm ready. I'm approaching 30. I'm gonna have to do something soon. Shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm gonna have to marry the rabbit.
And
that rabbit, you were married.
If
y'all know what the rabbit is.
Right. Well, there it is, y'all. We're going to hop into another song by 2 Chainz, No Lie.
Hey.
Yeah. True.
I am smoking on that gas,
Life should be on Cinemax movie. Bought my boo bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke strong, that pie pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds apartheid. Bread up my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril. Yeah. I take your girl and kidnap her. Beat her to my mattress. The skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead and rapper. He's probably when he. Don't try me, I pour that fire. Got your car note in my cup. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Gang so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
I say, fuck it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, yeah. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up? Two chains and champagne, you want true, that's true enough.
Yeah.
Forbes list like a year, my office is my tour bus. She came through, she brought food, she got, she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like, what's her name? Chances are it is, what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f*** the ones and never f*** the game. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young as an intern,
for
money like I built you. Streets talking, that confirms, go ask them who just catch you. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back. We don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, fuck it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name that bull summer. I'll rap his ass. I'll trap his ass. Put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out.
Yikes.
Bring him in them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life. One wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't.
Dope.
Went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle. Y'all show it looking. Y'all show it lacking. Two chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that pipe.
Yeah. I say, fuck it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
enough to make it through my mouth.
Because I can't get
certain people don't like me no more. New shit don't excite me no more. Guess that they don't really make them like me no more. You could look me in my eyes and see I ain't myself. Cause if y'all what I created, then I hate myself. But still, let them girls in and tell them all, leave them cell phones on the table where we see them. I'm all day with it, man. AM to the PM, niggas hating. I just wish that they were saying when they see them all.
That's that shit that drives me crazy. All that I've been getting lately, and it's probably why I'm scared to put the time in. Women wanna fuck like that, me and I'm now looking for some things, and I think that I can find them in you, in you. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 trust issues. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's call up on drinking, let's all get tasty. On drinking, let's all get faded. Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Call up on drinking, let's call up.
Yo, we back. We just up in here chilling. I mean, having a really good time on Friday night with this lady tonight. You know, we always doing something. So we over here chilling, talking about relationships behind the scenes also. You know,
we just talking about some crazy shit, like some freaky deaky. How you get it real kinky up in the bedroom.
Right.
Let me get a little. Yeah.
Different ways to keep it hot in a relationship. Now that's a good question. You know, I know people have thousands of ways to do those type of things, from the lingerie to the fetishes with the clips and chains to the threesomes, the foursomes. Now, different people like different things. Some people pay a whole lot of money for them different things too. So, man,
I might get a little freaky.
Right. The number's right. Anything's possible. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how high that number is. But how do you keep it spicy, hot in your bedroom?
Man, ooh, I'm loving on that right there, baby. Ooh, yes, it's going to be real hot. I got all the Colleen sets at five. Yeah, we're going to get it in. You know, shit. Size is limited. And I'm like, I am captain.
What about you, Star? You keep an eye.
I have no comment.
Oh, you got comments. You got comments.
I just say, if you know how to hit that spot, baby, you got it.
Right, you said just go straight to home base. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Just straight to it.
Yeah. You want that free tonight.
Right, right.
What a minute, what you gonna call for?
You
don't
gotta
like,
oh, I didn't hear that. What was that?
Oh, yeah, that freaked me.
Oh, yeah, I mean, hey, if I'm with one that I think deserves for me to get all of them just freaky with him, then he can have it all.
Yeah, he can get it.
If only one to ever do it, you know. You gotta be real special for me to do.
Man,
type shit I do.
No.
Yeah, that's the real shit, though. Yeah. But if he's right, what I think he is, too, we could do the threesomes, you know what I'm saying? As long as it's the right person, you know, and she acting right, everything is cool, and everybody's invited, you know, you can get it cracking.
Woo!
Yeah.
Bringing it to the table, like,
You know, it is what it is. So, we're going to hop back into another song right now.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll play a little Ursha. Let me see.
Yeah. Let me see what you got, baby. Ursha, baby. I hear you. Yeah. Rock with me. Yeah.
Hey, girl, I'm the baby. If I should take you home, should I take you home? Tell me to keep you waiting.
Switching positions, we
so explicit. Oh.
You've been saying all night long that you couldn't wait to get me all alone. What you gonna do to me? Don't talk about it.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes blur, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing up the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. telling you what I do. But where you at? You're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love.
Yeah, that was, of course, an oldie but goodie, LL, I Need Love.
I need love.
I think everybody needs a little love every once in a while.
I need a whole lot of love.
You know, so our topic today was relationships. We had several different questions. We got several different answers and aspects.
Yes, big up to all the callers who called in. All the bloggers who chatted with us a little bit.
Right,
big
right.
Big up to Lancaster, California.
Yes.
Big up to
702.
702, of course. Big up to Texas. Chatting up with us. Big up to New York.
Everybody that's chimed in on Ladies Tonight, Ladies of 702. We definitely have a good time every time we come to do this show because that's what it's about, having fun and
yes.
Talking about real life situations. So we will be coming back every single Friday from 8 to 10.
8 to
10. You know.
Hit
us up. We'll be in the chat room talking as well.
Yes.
All the time, running our mouths, just trying to figure out different situations, different answers to questions and see how people respond, you know, just to get a feel of what somebody else might think about relationships.
And who knows, this might help you out. So for you,
and just to be you.
Yes, thank you all for tuning in and be looking forward for the next topic next Friday. Hit us up, you know, even after the show, hit us up. Hit me up, Facebook. Bree West, hit me up on Facebook. Star, you might have a Facebook you want to shout out to R. Coleman. Yes, hit us up. Log us in. TT, you got something you
want to say? I think we pretty much just said it all throughout the whole show. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, just in relationships, depending on what you're looking for, depending on what you feel like you need out of a relationship, just be honest. You never know what you might get if you be honest.
Please be honest. We should pull out all the Caliente spices, baby. Let's keep it 100.
Right. Definitely always keep it 100 with the person that you with. Because, like you said, you never know what that person will or won't allow in the relationship if you don't ever give them the opportunity to at least hear it, you know, and think about it, you know. So we're going to end it with some Keisha Cole, Trust and Believe. We'll holler at you next week, same time, same place. Right then.
When we were together, I held you down. I gave you all of me. But look at us now. Thinking of all your excuses, but they don't add up. Now it's so easy to see you don't deserve.
things you